RadioInfluence.com.
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 101260 with your questions, comments, or smart-ass remarks.
Why, Crusher, it's good to see you.
All right, everybody, primetime Crush Performance. As we head into the evening here, a big show today as the hockey offseason is upon us. We're coming off a fantastic show from last week. Dr. Andreas Allen was on as we talked about the implications of our diets on our health and our sport performance. Blockbuster show last week. If you didn't catch it, go to Crush Performance and check out the podcast. I do believe, I humbly say, we may have saved some lives last week. If we look at the research and the correlation between high glycemic diets and the increased risk of cancer, some of the research coming out of the University of Texas, the increased risk of degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, which my mom is suffering from. That's one of the driving forces behind the Crush war on sugar. And the fact that high glycemic drinks are reducing testosterone and hormone levels in athletes is devastating, we know, to performance. It was a fantastic conversation, and I got to thank everybody. We're still getting emails and comments and questions from that show. We'll follow up with that as the first show of each month we're dedicating to our war on sugar. However, today we shift gears to something as important, I do believe, for anybody who plays hockey or is a parent of a hockey player or coaches hockey players or even manages hockey players. The offseason is upon us, and there's a lot of issues we need to talk about when it comes to optimizing performance and what you should be thinking about when it comes to your hockey offseason. Look, we always say if you want to know what to do, maybe look to the pros. Here's the problem with that formula in this situation. The pros, they live, eat, and breathe, make their living off the game of hockey. And they do need to dedicate their entire existence to maximizing performance, staying healthy, and keeping that edge to maintain their contracts and their position on a professional team. Very different, very, very different than what we need to do for the developmental athlete at the younger levels or until an athlete decides hockey is the sport they want to chase down. We need to be talking about different things in the offseason. We had a fantastic show. If you do have questions, comments, or smart remarks, get to us, crushperformance.com, on Twitter, at Jeff Crush, or you can text us during the show, 101260. We're joined in studio today by Crush favorite Manny Schmidt of Link Management International. Manny's a certified NHL agent. Manny, thanks for coming in today.
Excellent. Always great to be here with you, Crush.
We love talking hockey with you, of course. Later in the show, we'll talk what pro players are doing as we visit with Rick Carrier, the Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers. We're going to look at what they like to see their players doing in the offseason. And also, we want to get Rick's take on the developing athlete and what he likes to see coming out of his young athletes and the young players coming into the organization. And of course, the draft is right around the corner. We'll talk to Manny and Rick about that as well. And later in the show, we're also going to touch on the next big topic we are going to attack on the program, which is the impact of early specialization in sport. Today, we're going to focus on the game of hockey because it's really important. And we'll look at the top off-ice sports for hockey players. Manny Schmidt, my good man. We got a jam-packed show. This is one of my favorite times of year because I do believe the hockey offseason is one of the most important times of the year for the hockey players.
Absolutely. This is where you go and, the season is often a season of survival. The offseason is where you can make some exponential change and impact your performance heading into the following season. So this is a very important time for the guys to maximize that and use it also for just some rest and recovery.
For Link Management, you guys really attack this in the offseason, maybe more so, and I love the way you guys go about managing and developing your athletes in particular. You guys just came off of a fantastic weekend. I was lucky enough to be a part of it. You get all of your players together early in the offseason here just to evaluate them and set some groundwork, ground-based work, ideas, goal setting, but also to sort of set a current set point for where the players are at and what they need to focus on during the offseason. Tell us about the weekend and what you got out of it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic weekend for our guys. We get everybody into town. The only guys that were missing really were guys that are still playing in playoff hockey and stuff, so they weren't able to be there, and we'll catch up with those guys right at the beginning of June. But all the other players were in town. We had a three-day, we call our performance baseline testing camp, and really we attack the guys at every segment of the game, off the ice, on the ice, We do video analysis of their strides, and just so we can really lay out a detailed plan of action and strategy together with the rest of their performance team, so that we can use and maximize the, you know, the 10, 12 weeks that we have to impact change heading into the following season. So it was a great weekend. The guys, I could not be more proud of how well they executed, their work ethic, their commitment, their focus, and dedication to their performance.
Okay, so there, here's one thing I want everybody to listen. We're talking to Manny Schmidt. He is the founder of Link Management International. Man, he's a certified NHL agent, and he does a lot for developing athletes. There's some new rules coming into the certified agent world. And, you know, you and I have talked a lot on this show and in passing as well about the Bantam draft. And I think you were recently at an event for young hockey players this offseason, and you just talked about the shark frenzy that is now the agent business. And, you know, again, the agents are a necessary, a very important part of sport these days. It's also kind of a dark side to sport as well. So you got to position yourselves. And I know you battle with this because you try to operate with the utmost integrity. But it's a different world out there. I like to see the NHL sort of setting some parameters on the agency side. How does it work in terms of the relationship between the agent and the NHL?
Well, the agents work as an arm's length to the NHLPA, and our certification is through the NHLPA, and they do a very in-depth and lengthy certification process that you have to go through and where you're vetted. And then on behalf of the PA and the players, ultimately, your roles and obligations are to ensure that the best interests of the players are being looked after in the contract negotiations and business affairs of each of the players. That's the core of the business. Where the challenge comes in is, you know, players that are prior to becoming part of the PA, and, you know, the agents are engaging conversations at a younger age. And so where is the balance point there? And that's the key to be looking at.
Well, I'm going to cut you off right there, because, you know, earlier in the year, it was actually early in the year, it might even been late last year, there was talk about LeBron James and his young son, who's 10 years old.
Correct.
And agents trying to sign his son already at the age of 10. I mean, he's going, hey, just stay away from my family. Because it's crazy. We also see this in Europe. We have 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds signing official contracts with the pro clubs over there.
Yeah, it's
so there's got to be some control. So I kind of like the idea that, you know, the NHL and the Players Association is sort of, you know, setting some guidelines for the agents, because what we talk about the general public, they see the movies and this is all they hear. This is what they think about when they think about the agents.
Here it is. Show me the money.
Yep, that is. I couldn't tell you how many times I've had that sort of jab put to me in good fun. But you're right. That is sort of a benchmark that is out there.
The perception
that,
right?
That took place is what the agent's life and world is like. And really, it is. That's an element of it, but there's just so much more.
Yeah, there is. And so we're talking with Manny Schmidt of Link Management International, certified NHL player agent. Well, let's get back to this, okay? We have young players who love the game. We have players who are deciding to pursue hockey as a potential scholarship opportunity and then on to the pros. And then we have those guys that commit straight into professional hockey. And there's a lot of important choices that need to be made there. And you also offer counseling on those important decisions as well.
Yeah, and I think that's where sort of that family advisory component comes into play for the younger players, is helping them differentiate the paths that are available to them. What opportunity might best suit that player and that family, and what gives them the opportunity to ultimately play at the highest level of the game. And for some, that's going to be the NHL. For others, it might be playing in Europe. For others, it might simply be playing junior A hockey, or might be playing collegiate hockey down in the U.S. But helping families navigate that path and work through that path is a critical piece. And sometimes families just need that extra voice and that extra piece of guidance to navigate through that.
Yeah, well, Manny, we really like having you on the show just to get this insight, because I think people really have sort of a jaded view of what the agent's all about. People who know you and work with the agents, they have a better understanding, but you operate on a different level at Link Management. That's one thing that I really appreciate about how you operate and try to develop opportunities for your players. because it's not just, you know, get them into the firm and then see who rises to the top. You guys literally break the players down. You communicate with the GMs and the coaches as well as the scouts to get a industry perception of those players. And then you put together a plan. And some of these plans that I've been part of with you are long-term plans that really guide the athlete throughout their career. And the big picture is the career planning during the hockey career, but also post-career planning, which a lot of athletes who are retired and hear about this program really appreciate.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Crush, when we first started the agency and I decided to go down this path, it was really based on a very different philosophy, and a philosophy that was grounded in having worked with a lot of post-career athletes, guys that have transitioned out of professional hockey, professional football, Olympics. And what I found is that there really needed to be a little more of a holistic approach to managing and assisting of players through that process. And so everything that we do is based on accountability, it's based on transparency, and it's based on a philosophical stance that our goal is to help our athletes use sport to create success in life, not to use life to create success in sport. And everything that we do, right, to, you know, the young guys that we've worked with now that are, you know, just got drafted into the Bantam draft, is about helping them understand that the gift and the opportunity to play sports can really open up some doors for you, and you can prepare for that and do things around that right now already. So if we can help create better characters, better young men that play hockey, then I think we're doing our job right. And I think that's how we approach the planning process, the strategy process, and the development process for each one of our players.
Yeah, sounds great. We're talking with Manny Schmidt of Link Management International, certified NHL agent. While it's a big time of year for the offseason, or for the hockey players, as we mentioned, the offseason is a very important time to regroup, repoint that compass, do some course correction as well. Because here's one thing we know during the hockey season, and people don't realize this, but when we look at athlete development, of course, we have our list of top priorities. We talked about it on the show before, but for our hockey players and our athletes in general, our high performance guys, here's the top four priorities. And these are very important. Number one is rest and recovery. And in that, sleep, which we hammer and live, eat, and breathe by. Number two is nutrition. We all know the importance of that, and hydration. Number three is posture. And here's what people don't realize in regards to the hockey players. This is a very one-sided sport. And we know that when the posture gets off balance, right to left, front to back, range of motion, muscular imbalances, risk of injury go up dramatically, and performance can also drop. So, you know, one of the things when we were working with your guys this weekend is we do the posture analysis. It was alarming to see, and especially in some of these young guys, how quickly it gets out of balance. And that's something that, you know, the early offseason should be really focused on.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't manage ultimate performance if you're not aligned. And so, we put a great deal of emphasis on that, and I know you and I have talked extensively about ensuring posture alignment so that muscles and energy is firing in the appropriate manner, and it's critical. So a lot of that, what we did this past weekend is did that posture analysis, a lot of the testing, just to ensure to see where things are off, and that we can then work with the training partners that are working with our players to ensure that that's being attacked and addressed, modified, and then ultimately we can attack larger performance issues and opportunities.
So important to get that first step right. It's the setup, man. It will determine and impact everything that goes on down the road. And I just think a lot of programs really miss that part of it. But I will say this, the functional movement screen and the various range of motion evaluation systems out there, like the FMS, have become a real mainstay in the industry, which is great for the athletes because, you know, even though some of the programs might not look at those postural alignments, they'll see limited range of motion around a joint, which can impact every other joint because we know this thing operates from the ice up when it comes to hockey. So the FMS is another real important tool, and we're seeing that pretty much as standard issue now in the off-season training programs, or at least in the higher end ones.
Yeah, the FMS is one that, you know, is quite becoming quite common. You look at things like joint integrity tests where you analyze the joints and the connection and growth. Other things that you look at is the human growth patterns of players and what phase of growth they're in and how much they're growing and if they're in certain phases of growth, There are different things that can be injected into the performance plan that actually maximize those phases of growth even. So just being aware of all those little details really makes a bigger impact on the overall performance plan of a player.
Oh, so great for players, coaches, and parents to hear. Hey, listen, we're going to cut out for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to look into the professional world. We'll be joined by the Crush Hotline by Rick Carrier, the Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers, to talk about what the pros are doing and also look at what Rick likes to see for players coming into their organization. Right after this on Crush Performance.
Radio Influence strives to bring you the best in digital media broadcasting. We've got something for everybody. National sports radio talents such as the fabulous Sports Babe and Rich Herrera. Huge podcasts like the Don Tony and Kevin Castle Show. And the MMA Insiders with Jason Floyd and Sam Kaplan. New shows like Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill. Entertainment shows like LOL with Nancy Alexander. And shows that'll make you think like Dangerous Conversation with Scott Ledger.
We've got you covered.
You can find all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.
You're listening to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Get the Crush blogs, podcasts, and performance links at CrushPerformance.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, everybody. Jeff Crochelle here. This is Crush Performance. We are your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Today, hey, off-season hockey. Of course, team's still going well into the playoffs in the junior ranks, also in the NHL. So a lot going on in the hockey world. But the off-season is such an important time. We're joined in studio today by Manny Schmidt of Link Management, certified NHL agent. And joining us via the Crush Hotline right now is Rick Carrier, the senior director of player development for the Edmonton Oilers. Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Hello to Manny there, too, and thanks for having me on the show again, Jeff.
No, our pleasure. Our pleasure. I'm telling you right now, such an important conversation right now to get families, players, coaches, and even teams in the right frame of mind going into the offseason. You know, Rick, I want to start off with this. You know, there's a big, big issue out there when it comes to what hockey players should be doing in the offseason. And now I'm talking more maybe at the developmental levels. Let's go junior and younger, like younger than junior players, the kids that are still, you know, developing. The talk about getting off the ice is such a big conversation, and yet I don't think people are hearing the message. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I think first of all, the kids that are involved in other sports like baseball, lacrosse, rugby, you know, soccer, tennis, or whatever it is, I think have a bit of an advantage because they're taking a kind of a mental break from hockey to start with, and then it also involves, you know, a little bit of fitness, you know, all those other activities. But you know, I think it's important to kind of start to put your plan together here. We're getting awfully close to June here, critical time for some serious training for the upcoming season.
Yeah, you're right. We're talking with Rick Carrier, the Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers, joining us in studio, Manny Schmidt of Link Management. Well, you know, for your pro players now, what is the approach that you guys have for the offseason, Rick? It's very individualized. I know I've talked to you guys extensively about it. I really like your approach in terms of how you guys attack the players and their individual needs. And, of course, this is an all-important time for those guys.
Well, it is. You know, our Bakersfield team didn't make the playoffs this year, unfortunately. So we went in and met with all those guys and talked about some of the specifics that they need to improve in. And then, you know, they're going to take some time, you know, get away, have a holiday, and then rest up and, you know, get caught up with their family and friends and all that stuff. But, you know, like I was saying before, now it's time to kind of, you know, get yourself into the gym, and also work on specific individual skills that you need to improve in. Like, you know, so many guys need to work on skating and different aspects of skating. Like, you know, we're lucky enough, we have David Pelche on our staff that is going to do some work with some of our guys here in later on in June and July, and on some specific areas that they need to improve in. Like, you know, we've got some guys that, you know, hopefully can be, you know, NHL prospects here, and with a little bit of work here on their off-season strength and conditioning and getting on the ice, working on, you know, the first three steps or some mobility or some agility or things like that. You know, it's going to help them, you know, make that step. And if not make our team, try and, you know, push other guys to get better.
Yeah, so important. We're talking with Rick Carrier, the Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers. You know, I've always been fascinated by the professional team approach to developing players. It's so important to, you know, back up the roster that you have, you know, at the professional level. And yet you guys have access to such great resources for these young players to really take advantage of. And, you know, when it comes down to mapping out those plans, Rick, for those individual players, you mentioned, and it was interesting, I thought, your comment about the different aspects of skating. I mean, I think people don't really understand how important skating is, but not just that, but as you mentioned, the different aspects of skating.
Well, yeah, you know, I think you got to break, all skills are broken down into smaller pieces, but it's important to identify, you know, areas of need. Like some guys are really good north-south skaters. They skate well forwards, they skate well backwards in straight lines, but, you know, you have to maintain speed or not lose as much speed, but, you know, when you're turning or tight turning or pivoting or stopping and starting again, like you've got to be able to generate power and speed, and that's where a lot of the work in the gym is important. But you got to do the work on the ice as well during the summer. Like you've got, your muscles have to be trained to, you can do all the track work, all the sprint work that you want, but until you actually generate power through pushing off a skate blade on the ice, you know, you're not going to replicate that in the gym.
Oh, it's one of the incredible things about hockey. It's such an unnatural thing to be on ice and going full tilt at these speeds. Hey, on the phone with us is Rick Carrier, the Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers. We're joined in studio today by Manny Schmidt of Link Management, certified NHL agent. Manny?
Absolutely. Hey, Rick, great to connect with you again. Great to have you on here with Crush.
Thanks, Manny. Good to be here.
Yeah. One of the things that we were just, as you were just saying, that came to mind is that as you break down the skill, it's also so much position related as well, right? And so understanding that the skill, even from a skating standpoint, is very different whether you're a D guy or you're a D with that specializes a little more on the offensive side, or whether you're a center or winger. It the understanding the dynamics of the skill set that matches also your positional alignment.
Well, true enough. I mean, you know, our defensemen, we are always talking about, you know, you've got to be able to pivot and get back to pucks quickly on the breakout. And you know, if the smart forwards aren't going to dump the puck, you know, 20 feet away from you, they're going to dump it when they're close to you, when they have no ice, and they're going to dump the puck by you. And they're already skating forwards for the puck, so they've got the advantage. Like, you've got to be able to pivot, generate power, and your next three steps have to get you moving towards the puck quickly to try and separate from that forward. So you give yourself a little bit of time. You know, and otherwise, you know, you know what it's like to watch a defenseman with his, you know, pressed up against the glass trying to make a play. You know, you're not going to probably be too successful coming to your end that way. And for forwards, coming back hard, you know, into their zone to be able to open up and pivot and face the play, get the puck and generate speed coming out of their end. Or for forwards on the forecheck, you know, it's all so many different types of skating. Like, there's a lot of angling involved in being a forward. You have to be able to angle and accelerate and close space off and open and change, you know, open your hips and pivot and come back to the other side and just angle check and always come back to your check all the time. But so you're right. Like, there's so many specifics that are involved in skating for each position.
One of the things that you just, you know, I like your approach, and one of the things that you've talked so much about, Rick, is the player's involvement and the player's being accountable to that process, not just actually, you know, sitting by and absorbing information, but becoming part of that conversation. Maybe just talk a little bit about that, because I just love that approach of how you lay that out there and how you draw the players in as part of that process.
Well, it is, and thanks for bringing that up, Manny. Like, And we talked about that with your group there. It's a collaborative effort between the player and our department to create their own development plan. And I think that's the big catch on the whole thing, is that the player's invested in it. Like, it's him telling me what he thinks he needs to improve in.
Exactly.
Now, we certainly have some information and background information that we think the player needs to work on certain specific areas that will lead the conversation that direction. But it's better if the player accepts that and understands that and helps us build this program for them, and then they make that investment, and then there's the buy-in. But you're not going to get buy-in until the players invest it.
Right on.
We're talking with Rick Carrier, Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers, and joining us in studio, Manny Schmidt of Link Management. Rick, you know, it's an interesting conversation when we look at a professional organization, because you have influence on players as they come into the organization and through their careers as they move up the ladder, and even maybe as they go on to other organizations, is the nature of the beast. There's this thing called culture, and you and I have really enjoyed the conversations we've had regarding this topic. There's those intangibles inside of that culture, expectations, accountability, but you also talk about some very interesting words, words like grit and mindset and this all-important word, character. And I think that's one of the powers of a really good organization and environment.
Well, I think you've touched on some pretty important words there that, I think are they're easy to say but elusive to find. When you're looking at different organizations, different teams. I mean, you know, I think the Oilers have a pretty good base, and you know, we talk about the culture that we have to have and those things, and we can create the perfect culture in our minds and on a piece of paper, but the actual people that you select, that you put in those rooms to interact with each other, have to be able to govern themselves when there's no coaches around and make right choices and come up with the effort. Like, you watch the playoffs now, and it's such an incredible effort that these guys put out every single shift. Like, they finish singing the anthem, they drop the puck, and it's 110% from the first shift. And sometimes it takes guys, you got to kind of, if you can just sneak into the playoffs, you can get a feel for how hard that is. But until you actually get there, you don't know the effort you have to put in. And so in doing that, you're relying on people to come in and try and create that within your room. You know, I think guys like Patrick Maroon have really helped having him in. He was a great addition. So, I mean, I think he's, brings some of that, into the room there. But, and it's integrating certain people like that have that character, those intangibles, that come from good cultures and things like that. They're going to help you.
Yeah, that's the power of the character. We're talking with Rick Carrier, Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers. Rick, one last question here before we let you go. The draft is right around the corner. And I had a chance to get out with Manny's group, a bunch of young, aspiring hockey players who are serious about the game. And we often say, if you want to know how to operate, just watch what the pros do. And that's there's things to learn, things you should do and things you shouldn't do there. So you got to take that in perspective. But, for an organization like the Edmonton Oilers, you guys are going to have a chance to take in some players, bring into your organization. If you were to send a message to the young players who are going to be watching the draft or dreaming of getting drafted, what are you guys looking for in those young players?
Well, I think the number one thing, and we talked about it earlier, and it's such an important thing, is skating. You've got to be able to skate and make plays at the high tempo, and I think we talked about that with Manny's group there. Like, you've got to be able to make plays at high tempo to play the game at the highest level. And with that, I mean, Peter Chiarelli talks about getting heavier and the need for getting bigger and stronger. And so size is important, but I think as much as that, grit and your ability to play at high speed. And Todd McClellan always talks about playing fast isn't always about skating fast. It's about thinking the game fast, moving the puck effectively, those sorts of things. So you can make up for a lack of foot speed if you have those other things with the puck.
Absolutely. Rick,
and you think the game.
Yeah, no, and that's very important. And, of course, that comes with practice and experience. There's no doubt about it. And being in a good environment while you're learning that is all important. Rick, hey, listen, really appreciate your time today. It's always too short. One last thing. Going into the new rink in Edmonton, that has got to be exciting for everybody in the organization, top to bottom.
Yeah, I think so. We just had a meeting this morning. It was an all-staff general meeting there. And, and we've had an incredible group of people, led by Bob Nicholson and all the COOs and CEOs and that of all the different departments with the organization. Done such a great job in preparing everybody for this transition. And all the work they've put in is hours and hours of, you know, above and beyond the regular work day just to make this thing happen for all the rest of our staff. And I think we're all pretty excited about it. But before I close off, though, I got to say hello to my mom. I think she's listening. And she's at the Grandview Care Center there. She had a fall there a couple weeks back, and God bless her, had a, broke her leg. But she's on the road to recovery.
Good. Awesome. Good Canadian girl right there. We'll be rooting for her for sure. We'll be rooting for her for sure, Rick. Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, Rick, really appreciate you and your time. Hey, good luck this offseason, you know, and we'll be very aware now of all the things that are going on behind the season or behind the scenes with the Edmonton Oilers. Appreciate you.
You're good guys. Thanks. Keep it up.
All right.
Thanks, Rick.
Bye. Hey, there's Rick Carrier, Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers. When we come back, let's wrap up that. Let's look at the top off-ice sports for hockey players, and let's get into the upside of the downside of specialization right after this on Crush Performance.
Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. If you're a serious athlete, a weekend warrior, parent, or coach, join us each week as we investigate the latest trends and research coming out of the sport performance world. We'll visit with top athletes, coaches, and sports scientists to keep you on the cutting edge and to find out what it truly takes to achieve human maximum performance. You can visit us online at crushperformance.com, and Crush Performance Radio with me, Jeff Kreshel, can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and at Radio Influence.
Find out what it takes to be a top performer. Get the Crush blog, podcast, and newsletter at crushperformance.com. Now, back to the show.
Here it is. Show me the money.
Manny Schmidt. In studio on Crush Performance. Manny Schmidt, certified NHL player agent. Hey, you're listening to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Just got off a great conversation with Rick Carrier. We're talking off-season hockey. To get the perspective of the senior director of player development for a professional organization is really important. And not just anybody's perspective, but Rick's perspective. Boy, oh boy, I tell you what, he really talks a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, and you can just see when you actually sit with Rick, just the level of intellectual knowledge that he brings to the table, the level of expertise, the professionalism, but more importantly than that, the true sincerity that he has to engage each of the players that he's responsible for. He's just absolutely passionate about helping them get the most out of their game and most out of their performance, and ultimately, as a result, get the most for the Edmonton Oilers, and just just an absolutely stand-up guy.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's interesting, Manny. I guess maybe the theme of that conversation, when we talk about the off-season and what young players need to look like, what players should be thinking about, the theme, overall theme, if I were to extract something from that, was the importance of skating. And, I mean, that might just sound like common sense and logic when we're talking about hockey, but I don't think people really truly understand what that means to improve your skating. We saw it with a couple of your guys last year. We broke down and videotaped and video analyzed their strides. We know they're the great players. They're some of the great players at their age level now, but we also know that the stride that's got them there is not going to be the stride that takes them to the promised land. And I think that's an important message.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the increase in performance has dictated how it's translated is that the speed of the game is so much faster than it used to be. And you've got to be able to, and Rick mentioned it, you've got to be able to skate and make plays at high tempo. If you can't do that, everything else doesn't matter. So that's becoming a key. A phrase that you're constantly hearing in the game now is in evaluating players is, do they have speed and do they play with urgency? Speed and urgency, speed and urgency. And I think, when you look at players is, you know, do they have that speed and controlled speed? Do they have urgency and are they able to make plays at that level of speed with urgency?
We're joined in studio by Manny Schmidt of Link Management International, certified NHL player agent. Manny, I'm telling you right now, it's really interesting when you look at the career development of an athlete. And this is one of the beautiful things that you're able to do. You're able to take an athlete, you know, AAA Bantam, Council of the Family, AAA Midget. They start getting serious into their junior or scholastic careers, academic careers, and then onto the pros. It's a beautiful thing. But one thing I think that's really important when it comes to looking at that master long-term plan is identifying something that's really important. in terms of having success at in any sport. And this is very important for every parent, coach, and an athlete to hear, is you have to be exceptionally good at something. You know, I think everybody gets this broadband approach. I need to be a good all-around player. And nothing could be further from the truth when you're looking at really getting to the top of a game.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more on that, Jeff. It was interesting. I think the way it's often interpreted is that in order to play at the highest level, there are some baseline commonalities that you have. And
sure.
In fact, we had Jason Strudwick out with our guys on the weekend doing some work. And one of the things that he talked about was understanding that the biggest difference between, guys that are at, you know, aspiring to get to the highest level and guys that are already playing at the highest level is simply the speed at which decision making and puck movement and everything happens. So those are some commonalities. But if you go a step further, in order to really succeed, and Pat Elenuk, another pro that we use to do some on-ice management with our guys, he talks about the fact that there are sort of five tangibles that exist within the game. In order to be to play at the highest level, you've got to have at least a minimum of two of those five tangibles. So we talk about to the players, okay, so which ones of those do you have?
So now when you say you have to have two, you have to be credible at least two, right?
Yeah.
You have to be above average or special in some way in two of these five areas, right? Yeah, I get it.
You got to be, you call it the X factor, but you got to have the X factor of two of those. So when a scout talks to you, they go, well, man, this speed is phenomenal. Okay, so they've got speed. Or his physicality is phenomenal. He's got, you know, he plays it with that high energy, that urgency game. Or it's a shot, or it's goal scoring. It, you know, it's just a natural goal scorer. But you can't just be average. You got to be exceptional at least two of those five elements to play at that highest level.
Do you find at the developmental levels, and I think I've seen this, I know I've seen this, parents and young athletes sort of get caught up in trying to be this all-around player.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a big problem.
Well, and I think the game in and of itself, here even in Canada, has moved families and the development process into that realm where it's all about gameplay. It's all about, you know, moving in and getting in as many games as possible and not focusing on individualized skill or specialized skill development.
Yeah.
And I think specialized skill development gets players and hockey players much further along. Sure, we need our games, but we don't need young kids to be playing regular season hockey, then into spring hockey, and then into summer hockey, and then into fall hockey. It's overkill, and they don't get the puck touches to get that specialized skill development we talk about. And if they don't get it, they're cutting themselves short.
Yeah, we're joined in studio by Manny Schmidt of Link Management, certified NHL agent. Well, there's been some very interesting studies looking at the benefits of playing games as opposed to practicing and developing skills. And one study, and I'm paraphrasing here, so I will post this online and tweet this out, but one study looked at how many games would it take to equal the skill development of one well-organized 60-minute practice. And one study said as much as 16. One study said as much as 90.
Right.
90 games. Because think about it. In an average game, and this was a study that was done, an Adam player is on the ice of an average of 10 minutes per period. And, 30 minutes of the game. And inside of that time on the ice, they're involved in the play for less than 2 minutes per period. And in those 2 minutes, they're actually touching the puck less than 30 seconds.
Exactly.
So if you look at the 4-game weekend, you know, and you average out how much ice time they get, how much time involved with the play, and how many touches, and how much money you spend, you start to understand how important it is to get that practice time. So getting away from the game is such an important concept.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example of the difference between game and, you know, puck touches and skill development. But then even if you take it from a business standpoint or a financial standpoint and say, okay, the money that we put into playing for spring hockey or travel hockey, if we were to invest that money into specialized skill development with a a credible resource that is attacking specific things. Now, again, with the young kids, you got to do more general technical development. But when for our junior guys and our pro guys, it's all about specialized skill development. You're attacking certain things. And if you were to invest those dollars into skill development versus, you know, regular spring play or whatever it might be, you would be so much further ahead. I just truly, honestly believe that, and the studies have shown it.
Yeah, studies have shown it. No question about it. And that leads us into our conversation that's coming up in a couple of weeks, a very important episode based on specialization. It's one of the big things that's happening in hockey right now. It's very concerning. We know that Hockey Canada is also very concerned about the idea of specialization in sport. So there's a lot that needs to be done there. And it's gotten to the point where Hockey Canada is actually listed the top six activities, off-ice activities for hockey players, the top six sports, to get them away from the game, to develop athleticism that comes back and actually lends itself to better hockey development. And the top six sports and activities to develop better hockey players, according to Hockey Canada, is this. And this is coming from their senior manager of player development. Number one, lacrosse.
Right.
Number two would be soccer, baseball. Okay, awesome for developing eye-hand coordination, athleticism, focus, and later movement speed, right? No question about it. Team handball, any of the racket sports. I like squash because there's just a lot of movement there. Badminton would be another great one. Gymnastics or yoga, and we're seeing yoga. Gymnastics maybe at the younger level because you're not seeing a lot of these older guys tumbling on the mat. But yoga's become a real big part of the game, the right kind of yoga. All right. And right on that, along that line, they've also come up with the top five sports for goaltenders. And it's a little bit different. Ping pong or badminton. You can understand that for sure. Taekwondo is another one that they list for the goaltenders. Yoga for the goaltenders for sure. Baseball and gymnastics. So, you know, it's gotten to the point where, hey, even these big organizations are saying, hey, look, get away from the game because it's really going to help you in the long run, in the long haul. And that's what it's all about, Manny Schmidt. The long game. Keep your eye on the prize.
Yeah. And I think that's a mental shift that players need to understand and focus. It's not, I mean, sure, we want to play the game with urgency, but our performance development can't be about urgency. It's got to be about the long-term process with some really specific milestone check-ins along the way to make sure that you're staying on track. But you're absolutely right. It's just, it's important to get away, to balance the performance program, and ultimately then just measure the results.
So we're going to talk about this in a couple weeks, but now that we have you here, for your guys, and you have guys that are bantam level, midget level, all the way up to the pros, when do you think it's right? And I know there's individual differences here, but let's talk maybe in general terms to specialize into the game of hockey. When's it right? When do you say, okay, look, we got to start focusing on hockey?
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I think some of that will depend a little bit on what we define as athleticism. And we want to make sure that athletes are athletic. They're able to move. And sometimes you bring in some outside sports in order to assist with that. But in general, what I would say is once players sort of reach that second year bantam, and now they're moving from bantam into midgets and they're getting drafted into major junior, etc., that's where the shift starts to take place, where the intensity of the training, the focus of the training, the level of commitment required, all of that needs to get a little more specialized. And so that's where we look at it with our players, is right about that second year of bantam.
Yeah, and by that time, you know, they're mature enough, they've had experiences from other sports, they can use those other sporting experiences to really ramp up their hockey, and that's great advice, Manny.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, hey, listen, want to thank you for coming on the show today, joining us in studio. It's always nice to have somebody to chat with, for sure. We also got to thank Rick Carrier, the Senior Director of Player Development for the Edmonton Oilers, for joining us, talking some shop. Hey, coming up next week, we're going to have a review show. And then the following week, we are hammering specialization in sport. It is a serious topic, a serious issue, next week on Crush Performance.
Radio Influence strives to bring you the best in digital media broadcasting. We've got something for everybody. National sports radio talents such as the fabulous Sports Babe and Rich Herrera. Huge podcasts like the Don Tony and Kevin Castle Show. And the MMA Insiders with Jason Floyd and Sam Kaplan. New shows like Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill. Entertainment shows like LOL with Nancy Alexander. And shows that'll make you think like Dangerous Conversation with Scott Legend.
We've got you covered.
You can find all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.